Want to grow your business and take it to the next level? Well, here we all are, and we are going to show you how through hard work, perseverance, and a little help and know-how, you can take things to the next level and push the success of your business even further. Let's get going.
Welcome everyone. Your next session on the Practiceology podcast, the science of running a highly profitable allied health business that works without you. And of course, what Practiceology podcast would be complete without me getting my great mate Nick Schuster in? Nick, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Oh, I love being here. I love talking to you, Paul. Thank you.
You're a sick man, Nick Schuster. But I'll do the formal introduction to Nick. Nick is an 18-year plus veteran of private practice physio and clinic ownership, living in the beautiful Brisbane in Australia. He's the founder of Ultimate Physio, which is a consulting and coaching business helping physio clinic owners to increase their revenues, reduce their clinical hours, and get their time, profit, and freedom back. He curates the biggest and most interactive group of private physio practice owners in Australia called Ultimate Physio. He's got a suite of, and then one in four private practice Australian physio owners are in that actual group and actively involved in it, not just mucking around. They're actually involved in the group. His business, Ultimate Physio, has a suite of educational products and courses suitable for owners of private practice clinics in Australia and around the world. He was a big contributor to the Ultimate social media and online advertising client attraction system, which if you haven't seen, get your hands on that at healthbusinessprofits.com/social media. And he was also one of the featured speakers on our World Physiotherapy and Physical Therapy Business Success Summit, which is at summit.physio. Nick, as I say to all of my guests, health business owners are busy, so we've got to share with them the best you got in 7 minutes.
We'll give them my best, Paul.
You up for the challenge?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let me hit my record, my starting button, and we're away. Question number one. Nick, who is your ideal client at Ultimate Physio?
Great question, Paul. So I work reasonably exclusively with owners of physiotherapy clinics, but how that's branched out recently is anyone who employs physios. I'm predominantly in Australia, but I have some New Zealand, some UK, and some Canadian physios who've started to buy my online products. The typical clinic owner I work with has been a physio for 5 to 10 years plus, and they've been an owner for 5 years plus, and they generally have kids, not always. So they tend to be in that 35 to 50, even pushing 55 year age bracket. They have team. So they're not solo practitioners. And their clinic revenue here in Australia is sort of at the lowest, around 400K. And generally the mid-sized clinics up to about 1.5 million revenue. Although I do work with some that are busier than that. I predominantly work with owners who are treating and potentially treating too much, and they don't have as much time as they would like. And many of them still enjoy treating, and they want to treat once I've taken them through their process, but just not as many hours as they're currently doing.
So question two, with 5 minutes and 38 seconds left, we've got to keep you tight, Nick. What problem do you solve?
Okay, so I help clinic owners learn what they actually need to do on a day-to-day basis to run a business. So I help a physiotherapist who is predominantly treating clients and not knowing what they need to do in their business to know what to do. What problem does it solve? It gives them control over their business, Paul, to the point where they can do owner's work and know that they're being effective. And this results in them being able to pull levers to increase their revenue and their profit, and also pull levers to work their way out of the business in terms of them treating.
All right. Question three, with 4 minutes and 56 seconds left, what are the typical symptoms people experience with that problem?
Yeah. Okay. So how's this? You get to work and you look at your clinical diary. You might open the office in the morning. Your diary is back to back. You have a waiting list. That waiting list is there for 2 to 3 weeks. You look at your clinician's diaries, they're full of holes, and you just feel tired. You feel like you're carrying the whole burden yourself. I think that's the main symptom that the bulk of owners that I work with tend to feel. And in this current economy, Paul, it's just the feeling of burnout, really. They're tired. They're not necessarily stressed, but they're just wearing too many hats, doing too much work.
All right. Question four, with 4 minutes and 16 seconds left, what are the common mistakes people make when they're trying to solve this problem, Nick? Where do they come unstuck?
Okay, guess what they all want, Paul? They all want more new patients. I've got this philosophy that new patients are the drug. So, oh, shit, you know, I'm too busy. What do we need? More new patients for the other therapists. So common mistakes is spending all their time, effort, and energy trying to generate new patients for the business. They're focusing only on their top line, so they're focusing on revenue and not profit. They're spinning their wheels in terms of how they're spending their business time. So they're fighting fires as opposed to doing important, non-urgent tasks in their business. And I suppose the other thing is they're, you know, many of them are isolated and they're just trying to do it themselves. They're afraid of looking silly by asking questions and they're just head down and bum up in an isolated fashion. So I'd say those are some of the most common mistakes I see my owners making.
All right, with 3 minutes and 16 seconds left, question five, what is one valuable free action that Practiceology podcast audience can implement? What can they do based on the symptoms you've just outlined to help them solve that problem? What can they do straight away to help solve it?
What can they do? They can analyze how they're spending their time. So on my website, www.ultimate.physio, there's a resources section where there's free resources. I'm pretty sure I've got a time audit in there, Paul, which is a nice Excel document that details the hours that they're working Monday to Friday. So the first thing you can do is self-reflect and actually go and work out what you're doing in a week. And biggest realizations, if you just write the word patience at 8 a.m. and you put an arrow all the way down to 5 p.m., that's been the biggest realizations that I've had some of my clinic owners have in the past.
So look at the way they're spending their time at the moment. So get out 100%. There and analyze it in detail.
Yeah. Just what are you doing in the time audit looks at 15-minute blocks and it's like, well, what are you doing at 8 o'clock, 8:15, 8:30? And the main thing this gives you is it gives you a punch in the face as to how you're actually spending your time.
When people do it, Nick, what do they notice? What have you seen other than that they're seeing too many patients? But other than that,
they're working on the business is unstructured, it's unplanned, it's in gaps, it's inefficient. Mm-hmm. And it's working on predominantly fighting fires as opposed to those high value tasks that we need to do in our business.
Yeah, okay. I get all my guys at the same thing. What's the time? What are you spending your time on? Okay, what have we got? Minute 40 left, Nick, with question six.
Well.
What is one valuable free resource? You already gave away one. Mm-hmm. That you can direct people to that'll help them. So give them that one again. And then what else have you got for us?
Valuable free. Well, you can read a quarter of my book for free. So I've written two books, guys. One's called Becoming the Ultimate Physio. That's for physios, but there's Build the Ultimate Physio Clinic. So I've got tasters of those books on the website. And if I'm speaking to owners here, I'd love you to have a taster of Build the Ultimate Physio Clinic, which you can find on the website, www.ultimate.physio.
Yeah. And if you're an Australian, I'll give you a plug for you. If you're an Australian physio, get onto the Facebook group. Do you want to give that a plug?
Oh, the Ultimate Physio Clinic Owners Mastermind Group. We've got 1,400 clinic owners, Paul, one in four in Australia, 1,200 are engaged, an average of 5 posts a day. And this is the most interactive group for especially physio clinic owners on Facebook. But if you're an allied health business owner, you can get my best stuff on the blog, www.ultimate.physio. I share the best posts and articles and videos. I turn them into the blog, so you'll find it on the blog.
All right, press is on you, Nick. 30 seconds to go. What's the one question I should have asked you that would give great value to our audience if you answered it?
What do you want out of clinic ownership over the next 5 years?
Meaning they don't have a clue what they're doing?
Yeah, asking themselves why they're actually doing this. So, I've gone over the 0 seconds, but, you know, do you want more money? Do you want more time with your family? Do you want to build a legacy? Do you want to grow a team? Do you want to take ski holidays? Why are you doing this? And then you can engineer the rest backwards. But if you don't know why you're doing it and what you want, you're going to head in someone else's direction, Paul.
Happens all the time, doesn't it? You just fall into the trap and you don't know what. This isn't what I thought I'd signed up for 10 years ago.
Step back, work out why, and that'll stop that regret and that dissatisfaction.
Nick Schuster, thanks for being part of the Practiceology podcast. As always, you are a superstar.
Pleasure to be here, Paul. Thanks for giving me 7 minutes.
Absolute pleasure. See you, champion.
Well done, mate. Smashed it. Good work.